peace is rooted in respect for religious freedom and freedom of conscience. This is the message Pope Benedict gave a group of ambassadors presenting their credentials Thursday morning at the Vatican.
Excellence, je suis heureux de vous accueillir.
The Holy Father said it is important that throughout the world, each individual is free to believe and practice the faith of his or her choice, for no one can base their existence exclusively on a search for material well-being. The ambassadors were from India, Chad, Cape Verde, Moldova, and Australia. The new Australian ambassador to the Holy See is Anne-Marie Plunkett. She spoke about the relations between her country and the Vatican.
What we do is have a very constructive dialogue here with the Vatican on the broad range of issues that we've already discussed. Our practical cooperation then is more what I would call in situ. So the two levels are the dialogue here, which has an interested audience both in the Vatican and, of course, in Australia. And then the second thing, of course, is to discuss and to encourage one another in, for instance, the region, when you're talking about our global anti-terrorism initiatives, when you're talking about our various roles in China, Vietnam, and when we're discussing, you know, how we can support one another's efforts on that very crowded, I'd have to say, and an important international agenda.
The Pope himself talked about Australia's peacekeeping role, making specific mention of the Solomon Islands, East Timor, and Afghanistan. The Holy Father told the ambassador from Cape Verde that poverty must be confronted with determination and perseverance. To the ambassador of Chad, the Pope said he welcomed the consolidation of the democratic process in that country, which places the human person at the center of society. He also said that political leaders and authorities must be at the service of their people, and not the other way around. To the Indian ambassador, Amitava Tripathi, the Pope spoke about India's rich spiritual heritage and commitment to religious tolerance and respect, saying that no citizen of India should ever have to face discrimination for any reason. He also pointed out disturbing signs of religious intolerance which have troubled some regions of India, including what the Pope called the reprehensible attempt to legislate clearly discriminatory restrictions on the fundamental right of religious freedom. He said that these must be firmly rejected as not only unconstitutional, but also as contrary to the highest ideals of India's founding fathers. The final ambassador was from Moldova, the ex-Soviet republic. The Holy Father said that for too long, Moldova suffered from the imposition of a totalitarian utopia of justice without freedom. The Pope pointed out that the West, by contrast, continues to be exposed to the danger of an alternative utopia, freedom without truth, issuing from what the Pope calls a false understanding of tolerance. He urged the people of Moldova to avoid both of these harmful, partial visions, and to rediscover the authentic freedom that proceeds from the shared European heritage of faith in Jesus Christ.
Tant sur le plan de la solidarité fraternelle que des...
To all the ambassadors, the Pope said that in this globalized era, it's important that politics is not motivated by a premeditated economic order, nor exploit the planet's resources to the detriment of its population. In the long term, he said, this risks mortgaging the future of the entire world. I'm Charles Collins.